Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group. This week, we're talking about Jonathan Edwards and his resolutions for life. Jonathan Edwards, one of the greatest theologians ever, and the founder of the Great Awakening here in America. And we need a second Great Awakening. So Jonathan Edwards is a person that we should be learning about, studying about, and being more like. So I just learned about Jonathan Edwards' resolutions on Sunday. And we've just been talking about it for the last few days here. And I just yesterday came across a new book. And it wasn't even a Google search. It wasn't like, you know, Google's reading your mind or, you know, you say it out loud and your phone is listening. This was an email that I was sent from Westminster Books. And it's one of the books they're promoting this month, right? And it's called Jonathan Edwards, 50 Resolutions for Life, Adapted for Modern Readers. The actual title of the book is called Following Jesus in an Age of Quitters. Isn't that amazing? What are the chances? By John Gillespie. So let's go over a few more of these. Number 10, resolving, and this is 1716, resolved when I feel pain to think of the pains of martyrdom and of hell. Resolved if I take delight in it as a gratification of pride or vanity or on any such account, immediately to throw it by. So if you ever feel pleasure from pride or vanity, throw it away. Resolved never to do anything out of revenge. Never to suffer the least motions of anger to irrational beings. I wonder what he meant by irrational beings. What's an irrational being in 1716? Is it just someone like a troll? Don't get angry at trolls. 17, resolve that I will live so as I shall wish I had done when I come to die. Resolve to live so at all times as I think is best in my devout frames, and when I have clearest notions of things of the gospel and another world. It's the best part. Thinking about another world, that's how we should be living. Resolve never to do anything, which I should be afraid to do, if I expected it would not be above an hour before I should hear the last trumpet. It's so good. Don't do anything that if I'm doing it, Jesus comes back and sees you doing it. I feel like someone's grandmother listening now would tell him that. Resolved, whenever I do any conspicuously evil action, to trace it back until I come to the original cause, and then both carefully endeavor to do so no more and to fight and pray with all my might against the original of it. So what happens? Not only the thing, but get to the root and what caused the thing. Cause the sin. Resolve to examine carefully and constantly what that one thing in me is, which causes in the least to doubt of the love of God and to direct all my forces against it. Oh, it's so good. If ever in your life there's this little bit of doubt, not only in God's existence, but in the love of God for you, don't just, try to, move past that. No, direct all my forces against it. I love all these so much. This idea of if anything gets in the way of me glorifying God, I'm going to kill it. I'm going to trace it back to its roots, and I'm going to kill it.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I just read this morning. I left the book downstairs. From Martin Lloyd-Jones, reading a devotional of his in the mornings. And he talked about the intentional process needed of sanctification. There's like God has his role and so do you. You have yours. We talk about that one tomorrow. But here's Jonathan Edwards saying the same thing. Like, you have to kill it. Sermon on the Mount, right? Jesus said, if your right eye causes you to stumble, you got to gouge it out, throw it away. Better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off, throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. This is the Matthew Poole Bible commentary from the 1680s. The salvation of our souls is to be preferred before all things. And that's why Jonathan Edwards is like, hey, if I ever get any gratification out of pride, I got to kill it. The salvation of your soul is the most important thing. Be they ever so dear and precious to us, our souls, and that if man's ordinary discretion teaches them for the preservation of their bodies to cut off our particular member, which would necessarily endanger the whole body, it much more teaches them to part with anything which will prejudice the salvation of their souls. Direct all your forces against it. We are so obsessed with the here and the now. And really, like, the ultimate example of that is politics. Right now, it's the politics of the moment, the news of the moment. What's happening today around the world? What's the latest with this bill? It's just right now, 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 now. And there's value in that, of course. But we are interested in eternity. We're interested in the soul. We're interested mostly in the unseen. Not to disconnect us from the moment, but it would certainly lead to us living very different lives than those who are obsessed with the seen and the present. And it would lead to us leading a very different life than if we were only obsessed with the seen and the present. So let's be like Jonathan Edwards and take that inventory of ourselves, examine ourselves, and if anything is causing you to stumble, you have to kill it. Direct all your forces against it. But you'll only do that if you value eternity more than the present. MikeSlater.locals.com, night before commercial free. The full transcripts on MikeSlater.locals.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.